the process of institutionalizing community service learning. I think I said in there at one point that you said, you made the claim or the assertion that I had and my team had transformed learning at UBC. Do you think that's stuck? Or do you think that was a fad that's now
been
superseded by another fad? Or
no, it's stuck. It has stuck in three ways, I guess. One way is the institution of community service learning itself. I checked to see, I couldn't quite figure out if it was still growing in enrollment or had plateaued from our surveys, but seems to have plateaued at around like 20% of our graduates have done a community service. That's what I would say, and it doesn't seem to have changed too much over...
Yeah, I think I saw a figure somewhere that there was about 3,000 students who did CSL last year.
In any given year.
So that represents a slight bump from
the
last year, the year before that.
So it's institutionalized. Mm-hmm. It's supported.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely to be not supported. There was, I'll tell you, one of the signals that's really indicative of it having been institutionalized is that the new thing is flexible learning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen what's on the website about that.
Okay. Yeah, and a fair number of the proposals, I'm told, I've asked to see them, for flexible learning actually are community service learning.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm glad to hear that, because looking at the examples that are on the website and the language that's on the website, it doesn't mention community at all. But you would think that notion of flexible learning would be a great fit.
Yes.
For CSL.
So I ask because I'm looking at ways of, you know, assessing flexible learning.
Mm.
And I was told, I haven't seen it yet, that there's a large component of community service learning in this.
Mm, that's really good. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah,
it's a good sign.
It's a good sign. It's a good sign. And it, as you say, it is flexible because, it's obviously flexible if you're not in the classroom.
And having
it's
the flexibility allows students to get out into the community.
Right.
That's part of what made it challenging when we weren't thinking about flexible learning.
Right.
The rigidity of the class schedules and so on, that's what made Reading Week such a draw, is because that was the time when students could go out and do something when they didn't have other commitments.
So I think it fits, it's so far fit very nicely with strategies which you may have said superseded it.
Mm.
Actually, so it's got a durability to it.
Mm.